During the past year in the senior group, we have tried to present a complete overview of the Bible, going from Genesis through to Revelation. Some of that is displayed on the pulpit behind the young people here this evening. In the Old Testament, we covered the creation and the fall, the flood, the calling out of the nation of Israel, the kings, and the prophets. Then we moved into the 400 silent years between the Old and New Testaments, and then we moved fully into the New Testament. Here we covered the birth, the life, the death, the resurrection, and the ascent of our Lord Jesus Christ into heaven. We looked at the birth of the church, we examined the doctrine of the apostles, and finally, we looked at the return of our Savior. And looking at this, we covered it all under three headings. Firstly, there was God preparing for Jesus in the Old Testament. Then there was God sending Jesus, and that was in the New Testament. And then we looked at salvation through Jesus once again in the New Testament. So you can see that the Lord Jesus Christ was the central figure throughout the entire Scripture, and the overall theme was love. In addition, we had 10 weeks intensive teaching of the commandments, which the young people learned by heart. This was in addition to memorizing Psalm 119 and a portion of Scripture from it, verses 9 through to 16. So today, we're going to try to combine these in our program. Jesus, his love, his commandments, and how we ought to love him in return. Naomi Aiken is going to begin by reciting Psalm 119, verses 9 to 16.
Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way by taking heed thereto according to thy word? With my whole heart have I sought thee, O let me not wander from thy commandments. The word I have in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word.
On one occasion, a lawyer approached the Lord Jesus and asked him this question. He said, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Jesus knew that the time had come that he must be parted from his followers for a season. He instructed them as follows, and his words are recorded in John chapter 13. He said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." He went on to say, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, He it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him.
Jesus loves me, I am glad he's by my side. Everywhere I go he's there, he lives within my heart. And when I am sad, he is there to dry my tears. Even though I fail him, he forgives, for he loves me. Left his throne and came to earth, born in a manger, lowly birth. Lived a perfect, sinless life, like it was meant to be. Lonely and rejected, on a cruel, rugged cross, took my place and died there, and suffered for my sin. 'Cause he loved me, yes, he loved me. I know Jesus loves me, I am glad he's by my side. Everywhere I go he's there, he lives within my heart. Yes, he loves me. Now love one another, just the way that I love you. And as I've forgiven you, forgive each other too. This is his command, if I love him I'll obey. He will help me carry out his will, for he loves me. Our brother, that is sin. God's word says that we do lie. The truth is not in us. I want to be faithful, be obedient, live for him, show him that I love him, because he first loved me. 'Cause he loves me, yes, he loves me. I know Jesus loves me, I am glad he's by my side. Everywhere I go he's there, he lives within my heart. 'Cause he loves me, yes, he loves me.
Jesus said that if we want to continue in his love, we must follow his example and keep his commandments, as he kept his Father's commandments. By doing this, we would know the joy of the Lord in all its fullness. He went on to say, "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you."
great and free, wondrous Savior, for He loved even me. Jesus, Lord Jesus, You're all in all to me. I'll always love You for all eternity. When I was helpless, You saw my deep distress, stooping to love me, You saved me by Your grace. Jesus, Lord Jesus, You're all in all to me. I'll always love You for all eternity. You should love me so. How You could love me, I'll never ever know. Jesus, Lord Jesus, You're all in all to me. I'll always love You for all eternity.
Jesus, Lord Jesus, You're all in all to me. I'll always love You for all eternity.
The Apostle John, writing to the little children, his spiritual children, in his first epistle, issued this warning: He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Let's remember the words of the Lord Jesus as they're recorded by John in his Gospel. In John chapter 14 and verse 5, he says, If ye love me, keep my commandments.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image.
Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain.
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Honour thy father and thy mother.
Thou shalt not murder.
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Thou shalt not steal.
Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor.
Thou Thou shalt not covet.
Said, if ye love me, keep my commandments.
In 1 John chapter 4, God's word is very clear and it's very plain. Here's what it says in verse 8. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. As the children of Israel were about to enter the land that God had promised them, Moses reminded the parents of their responsibility. Now these are the judgments, the statutes, and the commandments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is at this day. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he hath commanded us.
Obey what I command.
These laws are the standard of holiness that God requires of his children, and they reveal the kind of God that we serve. However, we need more than the law, because it is inevitable that we will break it. No one can earn salvation by obedience to the law. Paul, writing to the Galatian believers, said, "But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. For the just shall live by faith. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, Cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree." Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Therefore, we conclude here this evening that salvation comes by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone.
First cry to final breath, Jesus commands.